In studio right now, we continue our municipal election candidate features with Stephen Derbyshire running for council in Ward 1 of Strathroy Caradoc. Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself and some political background, if you would.
Well, I've been in Strathroy Caradoc area all my life. Grew up on a farm on the 5th of Caradoc. It's now Century Drive. My mom and dad were both farmers, and my mom was a nurse. I spent most of my life in this area, went to Melbourne as elementary school, and then on to Strathroy for high school, graduated out of there. Traveled the world for a while. I went to Australia, Sri Lanka, did some work there, spent about 3 years out, and then came back and decided this is the place I wanted to be. I ran once before. I ran in 2014 for council because there were a lot of issues then where we were looking at our municipality and we were looking at getting a swimming pool and we're looking at increasing our debt, wondering if we could afford that, wondering if that was something that we could do.
So 8 years later, you're deciding to run again. Why?
Well, the main reason is my kids are done hockey. So there was about 8 years there where I was spending almost every day playing hockey, and I didn't think it was fair for me to run for council and not be able to dedicate the time. And now I have the time to dedicate to council and to the people of Strathroy Caradoc, and I'd like to give back.
Okay, so running for Ward 1 council, what are some hot button issues that are going to be part of your campaign?
Well, right now, the cost of living, I think people are feeling the crunch, you know. Basically, we're looking at inflation, and the super jumps in inflation are making it not affordable for both my kids to be able to buy a place and live in this great community. Our parents are getting to the point where they're maybe thinking of downsizing. And are they going to be able to afford if they've got to go into a nursing home? So what I'd like to see is maybe we look at some of our zoning and some of our ability to have people be able to be housed in a single home. So you bring your parents in, you bring your kids in, you set up like two small homes. So that saves you a lot of money.
That really touches on one of the issues over the last couple of years, and that's been affordable housing for sure. One main concern that we've been seeing from residents, particularly in Ward 2 over the last couple of years during the pandemic, has been they're feeling a segregation from Strathroy to Melbourne, Delaware West, Mount Bridges in Ward 2. Do you sense that as well, or your thoughts on that?
Well, I think so, because Mount Bridges is growing quite large all the time, and they're got a big development there in a big community. And what we really have to take a look at is what type of people are coming into Strathroy. Are they transplants from Toronto, and what would their needs be? I in general would like to see maybe more have the community orientated that our kids are able to afford and stay here. They don't have to move to London, they don't have to go to Toronto, they don't have to go to the big cities. They can stay in our community. And hopefully we provide enough jobs for them to be able to do that and make housing and taxes affordable.
Eight candidates running for Ward 1. There will be one new face for sure, as one current councillor is not rerunning. There are a lot of new faces running in both wards and other positions as well. That, to me, seems like people want change. Would you agree with that?
I want some change. I want some new faces. I think the people have been there, that they've done a good job. You know, they've been there. They've been dedicated. They've done the work. But I think we need to look at maybe getting some new blood in, maybe looking at different approaches to things. And I think the economy in general, all of Canada has shifted after the pandemic. We're in this phase where inflation is going out of control. Interest is going up. We're looking at our kids. Where are they going to get jobs? Where are they going to be able to afford to live? Are we going to be able to supply them with the same style of living, the same quality of living that we had when we grew up? And when you look around, you say to yourself, it's not the same. You know, they're not getting the same experiences we had.
Come October, why should voters put a check mark beside the name of Stephen Derbyshire in Ward 1?
Well, for one, I'm going to be dedicated. I've always been in this community. I'm not going anywhere. I'm 100% committed to it. I'm also committed to keeping my kids here. So that legacy, that generational legacy, is going to carry on. And what that means is I have to look to the future. I have to look 10 years ahead. I have to look 15 years ahead. And I want to be able to address the issues that Strathroy Caradoc is going to have in the future. I'm going to be around and I'm going to come to a couple of the markets here. You're going to see my face. I'm going to get out and knock on some doors and I'm going to go to a few more community events and I'm going to go to the hockey arena. So that's where I always met a ton of people there, ton of great people. So if you see me there, feel free to come up and express any issues that you potentially have.
Stephen Derbyshire running for Ward 1 in Strathroy-Caradoc come this October. I appreciate your time and good luck this fall.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate it.